drawing the hammer when you're doing that too.
How time you hit your finger around the buff
one. I know. What you got those things that come up in a field after a rain, maybe they might be, you know, look like a little they come up and some folks eat them. Some folks say they're poison.
Now let me see. Some folks call, I don't know what you're talking about, but this stuff they call poke salad grows on these ditch banks.
Yeah.
And I suppose there's some kind of little plant now, but these niggas call them raw greens. I see them, you know, in the fields. Sometimes picking them because they're picking some wild greens. Now, I never did eat none of them. I don't know what they taste like.
Yeah. Now, the berries, if you wait till the berries come out of that poke salad, they say that's poison, isn't it?
Not good. That's poke berries you talking about.
Yeah.
That goes on a stalk of an outfit. And it has berries on it.
You can't eat them.
I don't know. I never did eat one.
Never chance.
I never take no chance.
I'm talking about those little things that maybe look like an umbrella. You know, they come up in a damp place. You might find them in an old rotten log stump or something like that.
Oh, I see. Us kids call them things frog stools.
Frog stools?
Yeah, but that ain't what they were, but that's what we call.
You ever heard of
mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
You eat them?
No, I never eat one.
We were talking about the nuts. You got that kind of long, flat nut that you might get here. It comes out of a tree.
You talking about a pecan?
Yeah. Pecans or
I haven't got any of the trees, but there's some around in the country.
Yeah. What other kind of nut might you find in an almond? I mean, in a praline. You got that on almond?
Well, you don't find nothing around here but pecan trees, and maybe you find a walnut tree and a hickory nut tree.
Yeah. You ever eaten almonds or almonds?
Well, I buy them. You know, all the time. We don't raise none of them around here.
Yeah. You got that kind of bird here that can see in the dark?
I don't know.
What kind of animals you got? Can you tell me?
We can, all the birds we got now here that I see is what's called a blackbird, a starling, and a redbird, and a sparrow.
They're the only ones that could stand it, huh?
And we used to have, what's called a robin. But there don't too many of them come in this country no more. Let's push it back.
Land's kind of cleared out now, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't see them anymore. I don't know why they don't come back, but this country, they used to, I don't know where they come from, but they'd come and stay a certain length of time, and they'll all leave, go back where they come from, I guess.
What about that bird that you could see in the dark, you know, it would hunt at night sometimes, had them big eyes?
That's a hoo owl. That's what we call them.
Any other kind? An owl?
A screech owl. You get up in the tree and make a noise. And a hoo owl go hoo hoo hoo. All that kind of stuff.
I tell you, I saw the prettiest sight last night when I was driving back from Stuttgart. It was about dusk. And I saw them ducks coming in down there on the
ducks.
They come in on the rice fields. I don't like to hunt them, but boy, it was pretty to see. I bet there were a lot more here when you were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a whole lot of ducks here when I was younger.
Yeah.
There's all over the woods, you might say, at that time.
You got that kind of bird that's always beating on trees?
We did have, but I don't know what happened to them. They call them a